Kof Ches Teves, Thursday the 26th of January, Rabbi Aharon Basus, Guf Noki Le'inyan Tefillin.
Thank you once more for inviting me to say a few words in this important shiur, which is a daily shiur. It's very, very important that Mekayim via Mitzvahs Talmud Torah on a daily basis, which that's the mitzvah itself. Igitza bo yomam v'layla, so it gets extra chashivas when a person makes koveya zman for learning on a regular basis daily. So the subject I want to speak about is Guf Noki Betfilin, and I'm going to explain what that means. The Rambam brings down Hilchas Tfilin, Perik Dalet, Halacha Tesvav. Tfilin tzrichim guf naki. A person wears tefillin, he needs to be with a clean body. What does that mean? Sheizaheh shelo tetzeh mimenu ruach milamatza kol zman shehem alav. He has to be careful, as long as he's wearing the tefillin, he doesn't pass wind from down below. There's an issa for a person when he's wearing tefillin to pass wind from down below, and that is called the halacha of guf noki. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Siman Lamed Zayin, Se'if Bet. And he says that really the mitzvah of tefillin is one should wear it the whole day. Yes. The ikka mitzvah of tefillin is to be worn the whole day. Mitzvatan she'alav kol hayom. Shulchan Aruch. Avu mipnei she'tzichin guf noki. But because of the halacha of guf noki, she'lo yafiach bahem, one shouldn't pass wind from down below when one wearing tefillin. Ve'en kol adam yachol lizaher bahem, and not everyone can be careful about this for the whole day. The minhag has become nowadays we don't wear tefillin the whole day. And it's become reduced to the time of tefillah, which in any case a person should be careful in that time of davening that he's in a state of guf noki. That is the reason why the mitzvah of tefillin has become reduced. Nowadays, we don't put on tefillin the whole day. Because of this halacha. So we see over here the chomer of what we're talking about. Yeah? Because of the strictness of the halacha that tefillin needs guf noki, so therefore the minhag became to reduce the zman of mitzvah of tefillin from the whole day to just 1 hour in the morning or so. What is exactly is called guf noki. The Rambam says, "Shelo yet tetzeh mimenu ruach milamata." Any type of wind should not from down below. That is bichlal. That's already not included. That's already comes under the category that person is not beguf noki. I saw in the Ben Ishchai, he brings in one place. He says that issa is only when one's moitzi reach ra. Right? It's only when the ruach that he brings out has also got a bad smell. But if it's just the ruach without any smell, the Ben Ishchai holds is permitted. That's not bichlal the issa v'afocha. It's a very big chiddush, which from the Rambam is not mashma like this, and also from Rashi in the Gemara is also not mashma like this, because Rashi in the Gemara, when it speaks about Shemana Esra in the Gemara in Brochas, the Gemara says, Hamit atesh milemata is Siman Ralo, Beish Omim Shu Mechua, yeah? During Shemana Esra, the Gemara says, Hamit Atesh Milemata. Yeah? So Rashi says, now what does it mean, Hamit Atesh Milemata? Rashi says that Mefiach Bekol. Rashi's Mashma, that it's the inin, there is a third shitta, that is the inin of Kol. We can hear the noise of the Afacha, that is what Rashi holds. That is considered bichlal, that's present, not bichlal guf noki. So it seems to be there's three deis in this. The Ben Ishchai holds that it doesn't matter about the kol, it doesn't matter about the ruach, it matters only about the reach. If a person motzi ruach sheish bo reach, then this is the guf noki. However, if there's a ruach without any reach, even though there's a kol, the Ben Ishchai says clearly that there's no issa. Not legabe tefillin and not legabe other halachas that we're going to see. The Rashi in the Gemara Mashma that the ik is the kol. If there is And obviously the Reach as well will obviously be a thing. But even without Reach, Rashi's mashma, if there's a coal, then that is Bechal Isur Gufnoki. And the Rambam seems to hold that as long as there's any Ruach Milamata, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Reach, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a coal. The Rambam is the most chomadic. And that is normally the widespread minig that we take on. The person has to be Nizah when he's wearing tefillin, and other cases, what we're going to see shortly, that he doesn't allow any ruach to come from down below. Any type of passing wind from below, that is bechlal the issur of gufnoki, and we have to be nizah when we're wearing tefillin. What is the reason for the issur? What is the source of it, and what's the reason for it? So the Shagas Arya in Simon Mem says it's mishum bizoin ha-mitzvah. It's a disgrace for the mitzvah. And he's medamin it to what the Gemara in Shabbos says, avun de kul adam. The source of bizoin ha-mitzvah is from kisui adam. The pasuk says, by kisui adam, v'shafach v'chisa, the Gemara darshens, v'ameh she'shafach yichaseh, she'lo yichasenu bereged, kedei she'lo yeh mitzvot b'zviyot alav. When the shoichet, he does the shechita, he shechs with his hand. Yeah? So the Moshe v'shafach v'chisa, in the same way that you do the shechita with your hand, the kisui adam must also be with the hand. You have to take the earth in your hand and put it on top of the blood. Shelo yichasenu beregel. The normal way of things would be, the shechita would just go like this, and move with his feet the earth on top of the blood. That's the normal thing how you do that. But you're not allowed to do that. And that is the source that any mitzvah that we have to be careful not to do it in an oifen, which will be a bizona mitzvah. And the Shagas Arya says this is the reason why we're not allowed to wear tefillin and a person passing wind at the same time, because that's considered a bizona mitzvah. However, and this is I haven't seen it brought down, but that is not 100%. Because we don't find the Issa Afocha by any other mitzvah. We don't find anywhere brought down that a person shaking the lulav is not allowed to be mefiach. A person sitting inside the sukkah is not allowed to be mefiach. A person wearing talis is not allowed to be mefiach. We don't find any other mitzvah. So I don't find, it doesn't ring true with me that it's because of bizoyin ha-mitzvah. It seems to be, it's a special halacha legabe tefillin. Yeah? Mishum chumra the kedusha of tefillin. Yeah? Tefillin is the biggest, after Sefer Torah, tefillin is considered the biggest Chayfetz the Kedusha that we have, right? As you know, the halacha says, if a person was took out his tefillin and he was about to put it on and fell from his hands, he has to fast that day. Because we don't find that in any other Chayfetz the Kedusha. If a person had a mezuzah and he fell down, or he had a megillah and he fell down, we don't find that you have to fast. It's only the Gabba Sefer Torah and the Gabba tefillin. Because tefillin, to a certain extent, has got, it's close to the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. And because of the extra chumrah of the kedusha of tefillin, that's why we have this halacha shelo yafiach behem, which doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. It's not a general halacha bizoina mitzvah. It's a special halacha bizoina mitzvah of the kedusha of tefillin, which demands extra sensitivity in this respect. Do we find any other mitzvah which there is another, where it's brought down, there is an issa afocha? Where else do we find this? So first, the Ben Ishchai in Torah Lishma, one of the books he wrote, Be'ilun Shem, he called it Torah Lishma, the name of the book, yeah? And he wrote it without any name, yeah? Because he wanted to write Torah Lishma, he didn't want to have the credit of his name being publicized, that he was the author of this book. Anyway, so he writes over there, a person who's called up to a Sefer Torah, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, when you're called up to Sefer Torah, you have to hold the Sefer Torah, yeah? Some hold the actual parchment of the Sefer Torah through the mapa, some hold the Amudei Etz Chaim, yeah? And you have to hold it during the brachas, and also the whole time when you are reading from the Sefer Torah, because you know, when a person is called up, not only the Baal Koyer has to read, but the person who's called up has to read quietly together with him, as the Mishteit and Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? So the whole time when you're being called up and you're reading from the Sefer Torah, you have to hold with one hand the Sefer Torah. So the Ben Ishchai says, Kol Shekin, if tefillin, you're not to be mefiach, Kol Shekin, when a person is doing the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, he's not to be mefiach. It's his own svara, it's a kal v'chomer, but it makes a lot of sense. Because as we say, the dinim of Sefer Torah is more chomadic than the dinim of tefillin. So if tefillin, the halacha says clearly in Shulchan Aruch, you're not to be mefiach, says the Ben Ishchai, Kol Shekin, when a person is doing the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, he's called up Sefer Torah, he's holding the Sefer Torah, he's not to be mefiach. The third halacha, where we find it written clearly in Shulchan Aruch, is in Siman Lamed Ches Siv Beis. Maran says in Shulchan Aruch, Legabe Hilchis Tfilah. Maran says like this. It's interesting because this halacha is brought down in Legabe Tfilah, but it's in Hilchis Tfilah. Yeah? The Yeshib, Mishib Bori Losh Enu Yacholit Palel Belo Afacha. If a person is sure that he won't be able to pray a Shemona Esra without passing wind from down below. Mutav Shiyavo Zmana Tfilah Mimashit Palel Belo Gufnaki. It's better to miss the time for tefillah. That means he's not going to be able to daven at all that day. The time for tefillah is passing, and he's got some machla that he's not able to control himself, and he won't be able to be gufnaki. Mutav shi'avos mana tefillah memashid pale below gufnaki. He cannot pray under any circumstances shemona esra, knowing they have to pass wind from down below in the middle of shemona esra. What is the reason for this? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Davke tefillah. This halacha only applies to Shemona Esra. It does not apply to the rest of davening. Mishum dehu ke omed lifnei hamelech. Because Shemona Esra is different from the rest of davening. The rest of davening, you're speaking, right? You're davening, you're praying. But it's not considered you've got a private audience with the king, right? Shemona Esra is omed lifnei hamelech. It's considered you are standing in front of the king and you're speaking in front of the king. It's a private audience. But the rest of that, even Krishma Birchoteha Mutter, Ach Belot Tfilin. You won't be able to put on Tfilin that day. If you know you can't control yourself, you can't put on Tfilin, because Tfilin requires Gufnaki. But you can say Shema and Birchoteha without Tfilin. It's not the right thing to do in the first instance. But if you've got no Breira, you can daven the whole of davening without Tfilin. Right? But Shemona Esra, you cannot daven at all. Because Shemona Esra requires gufnaki like the halacha of tefillin. So that's another interesting thing. So what do we see over here? Again, the same Indian. We see Mishum Chumra, the Shemona Esra. The Chumra of Shemona Esra is Omed Lifnei HaMelech, so therefore it demands an extra sensitivity that you're not allowed to be shalom begufnaki. Right? So we've got these three cases where the halacha says you have to be careful about hafacha. You have to be careful not to pass wind from down below. Number one, it's written in Shulchan Aruch legabe tefillin, clearly. Number two, it's written in Shulchan Aruch legabe Shemona Esra, clearly. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's only Shemona Esra, not any other part of tefillah. And the Ben Ishchayahu says that if it applies to tefillin, kotzkin applies when a person is called up to the Sefer Torah. Those are the three halachas. But we don't find anywhere else that there is this halacha. It's Mishum Choyma Adova. Just showing you when you put on tefillin how careful one has to be. Tefillin is not another mitzvah. Tefillin is tefillin. Tefillin's got great kedusha, right? And now I'm going to show you, because of this halacha, how careful we are when it comes to tefillin in many other things. Listen to this. Wrote down in the Ramu in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramu says, when is the age when a cotton puts on tefillin? Yes. Maran says in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says, quoting from the Gemara, "Katan a yodea yishmot tefillin b'tzara shelo yisham b'hem shelo yafiach b'hem chayav oviv liknot lo tefillin nechach." Once a child is able, he's come to the age of chinuch, to be able to be shomer tefillin b'tzara, that he will be careful with his tefillin, that he won't pass wind when he's wearing them, his father is to buy him a pair of tefillin. Right? So it's first of all, it's even from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara, tefillin is not like any other mitzvah. Yeah? Those of us who put on talis for those children, they put children put on talis, the yetis and the yetis and the svadim, we put on the yetis from 6, 7 years old, we wear talis, the children. Yeah? Sukkah, 5, 6 years old, you sit in the sukkah. Lulav, 6, 7 years old, you buy a lulav for your child. Yeah? Why? Because that's considered the age of chinuch. You don't need very much to be able to do the other mitzvahs. Tefillin is not like that. Likoladeus, you can't wear tefillin for about 11 years old. Yeah? Even the Zman, when they used to wear tefillin young, yeah, they wouldn't buy tefillin for his child when he's 6, 7 years old because he wasn't able, lishmo, he didn't have the understanding of the sensitivity to look lishmo tefillin b'tzara. But came along the Ramu, and this has become the minig kimat and rov tvusis yisrael. The Ramu came along and said, b'shem de bala itzo, the high cotton, dafke shu ben yud gimel shona b'yom echot. A child cannot put on tefillin before his bar mitzvah. 13. This is the minhag we cannot change it anymore. Right? The minhag is we do not give the child to wear tefillin from 11, 12 years old. Only when he becomes bar mitzvah, he lets him put on tefillin. Mr. Brewer over there says why. Even the child says, no, I feel I can and I want to. We don't listen to him. That maybe the child doesn't. When he's bar mitzvah, so he has to. Yeah? But before bar mitzvah, it's only time chinuch. He doesn't have to yet wear tefillin. So we don't want to give him the tefillin a day earlier. Okay, the Mogen Avraham said, when it became some places, 1 month, 2 months, the Square Hasidim, they do 3 months. Yeah? Most, I met my father, Zechon Elbrach, he was very mad, not one day before tefillin to put on tefillin. Not one day before the bar mitzvah. He didn't put on tefillin. We practiced once or twice, but never ever put on tefillin, and during davening or something like that, till the actual day of the bar mitzvah. Why? For this halacha. Because a cotton is only mishum chinuch. To wear the tefillin, and chas v'shalom, he won't be shown a tefillin, yeah, is considered a very big thing. And therefore, it came about that we do not do chinuch on tefillin. Number one. Next halacha. Listen to this. Chachomim, because of the choma of this halacha, they made gezeiros midrabonan, the gaber, the inyan of tefillin. What was the gezeir they made? Says the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Mem Dalet. Kol zman shetfilin beroshor bezro'o asul lishon bahem. Whenever a person is wearing tefillin, he's not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on. Afilu shinas arai. Even to put his head down on the table. Shinas arai. He doesn't want to go to sleep. He's just tired. He's just... Right? It's very early in the morning. Right? And he's davening already Shmona Esra, and now he's feeling knocked out from his audience with the Rabbeinu Shalom. He wants to put his head down on the table a few minutes. He's not allowed to. And if you see him, you have to wake him up. You're not allowed to let a person sleep even Shemesh Ar with a tefillin. What's the reason for this? Shemayish, what's the reason? Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan doesn't say a time. The Mishnah Berurah writes, because we're worried if we allow him Shemesh Arai, Shemesh Yavolish Takeh Abishina, he might fall asleep properly. And Alideze, when a person's sleeping, he's not in control of his bodily functions. Shemesh Yavolish Afiyach Be'emin, he might pass through and bring tefillin. So because of this halacha, of the chumrah of tefillin that you know how to be mefiach, Chachamim said a person is not allowed to sleep wearing this tefillin. Yeah? And not only shinas keva, but they made exeir also shinas arai, because even shinas arai itself, we're not worried you're going to come to be mefiach, but maybe from shinas arai you'll become shinas keva, and shinas keva you'll come to mefiach. They made exeir on exeir because of the chashash of this halacha, how chumrah this halacha is. We're not yet finished. Listen to this further than this, which is very megal nowadays in England, in European countries where the nets is very late. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Sif Beis, "Also le'aniach tefillin balayla." We're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. Why not? Why are we not allowed to wear tefillin by night? Not because it's not the zman tefillin. Laila we pass in laila zman tefillin. Midoraisa tefillin is bein bayom bein balayla. We pass it. So machlokes in the Gemara, but that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? Laila zman tefillin. So why is it that Chachamim made a gezeira? We're not allowed to put it tefillin by night. Says Shulchan Aruch. Shemayishkechem, we worried you'll forget you're wearing tefillin when in the night. Veyishem b'hem, you fall asleep wearing tefillin, and then you got the problem of when you fall asleep in tefillin, shemayafia. So now it's not a gezeira. Yeah. Not only they made the gezeirah not to go to sleep wearing tefillin because maybe you'll be mefiach, but they said in the night time you're not allowed to put on tefillin. Even your intention is to take it off afterwards, right? Because maybe since it's night time you might fall asleep wearing tefillin, and if you fall asleep, maybe you come to be mefiach. Gezeirah on a gezeirah. Mishnah Berurah says over there, Chashin Hashem yafiach b'hem b'shinato. Amidoraita mutzel anichem b'layla. The kind of b'layla is not tefillin. Chacham took away a whole chunk of the day. Midoraisa tefillin ben bayom ben belayla. Chacham took away the whole chunk of the day. Comes out very important halacha, you know. Even if a person, for whatever reason, did not put on tefillin the whole day, he can't put tefillin in the night. Midoraisa he can. Chacham took it away. That is man. And they forbade us to put on tefillin because of what? A gezeira shema yisham b'hem and a gezeira shema yafiach b'hem. Took away half the zman of tefillin. Now, the Gavin Lila, there's two colours. What's the two colours? The first one is, Shachar says, that this is only talking about the gezeir they made was only not to put it on lechat chil in the night time. Aber in inicham kodim shetishka chachama, lechash chalav, afim alav kol alayla muta. The ifse is only to put it on lechat chil in the night time. But if you had it on from before, right, and then it became dark, min adin, you don't need to take it off. But says the Shulchan Aruch, halacha hi ve'ein moirim kein. That's the halacha, but we do not publicize it. Okay? So lemasa, we don't have this kula, only biyochit. Yeah? In public, you're not allowed to do that. Because if a person does something in public, yeah, it's teaching everyone, you're publicizing it to the tzibur that you're not allowed to do. So for example, in Tisha B'Av, right, we all wear tefillin by mincha, right? Most of us, we'd have mincha late on Tisha B'Av, right? When we finish mincha, right, we got tefillin on. Can we keep it on? Min adin, we can. But since we're betzibah, we should take off before davening ma'ariv. Even if you daven ma'ariv before the zman. Because once you daven ma'ariv, it's considered like laila. And if you wear, keep your min adin, you could keep your tefillin on. Because the halacha says, once you had tefillin before, you don't take it off. But halacha ve'im moyim ken, if you wear a betzibah, then it means you're publicizing that this halacha is permitted. Mm. And we don't want people to get... Because if we publicize it, people will think, the Rav had tefillin on during Maariv, so you're allowed to put on tefillin in the night. They won't understand the chiluk between having on from previously or to putting it on. For that reason, we don't publicize it. And only biyochid, but a yochid, individually, he can leave the tefillin on. If he had on from before, he can leave it on later on. That's one kula. Again, that's not such a widespread kula because, as we said, public we can't do it. It's halacha ve'ein moirim kein. The second kula, which is a very important one, is it's very much again. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Imi nicham in siv gimel, simen lamed siv gimel. Hayar otze latzel ladech v'ashkama." Person was getting up very early to go on a journey, right? And for whatever reason, he couldn't put on tefillin on the journey. Let's say he was going in the olden days by carriage, nowadays by car, right? And it's very difficult for him in the car to take off his coat. It's winter, it's cold, obviously, it's winter because he's leaving in the morning and it's still night. In the summer, you don't have a problem, put on tefillin, right? So he's wearing his coat, yeah? He's wearing his pelt, he's wearing his coat, he's wearing his scarf, he's wearing his rekel, he's wearing his jacket, he's wearing his thing. And he has to undo all this and take it to put on tefillin. He can't do that in the car. There's no space. Yeah? So what's he want to do? He wants to put on tefillin before he leaves the house. Is he allowed to do that? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Hayar otze latzel ladech v'ashkama manicha. You can put it on. You can put it on. Even though it's still dark. Ukshagia zmanam. And once it comes the time for tefillin, mishiyake, when it starts getting light, you make the bracha. You can put them on below bracha. You cannot make the bracha. Beleke lemeches, says the Shulchan Aruch, beleke lemeches l'shem yishan b'hem, we're not worried you're going to fall asleep, kibben shehishkim b'yotze l'derech. Since he's got up for his morning now, we're not worried he's going to fall asleep. Right? So that's a very important color. Yeah? So what's the difference then? Make the bracha then. In fact, there is an opinion in Tur, Rabbeinu Peretz says, this halacha of not putting on tefillin in the night time is only the beginning of the night, when people go to sleep. Right. But if you've got up in the morning already, like everyone does nowadays in the winter, we're all up before, when it's still, most people, we're up already before Omer HaShachar, yeah? So, Ikadin, you can put on tefillin because it's Rabbeinu Peretz. You're not going to fall asleep. You're woken up for your day. Hishkim, that's it. Yeah? And Rabbeinu Peretz holds you can even make a bracha. There's no issa of wearing tefillin at that time. However, la halacha in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass on Rabbeinu Peretz. We hold you can put it on the loy bracha. So what's going on? If you're allowed to put it on because you're not worried, so why did they make a bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Lo ratzu litzakel lomar betzivanu kodem hazman. They didn't want to say that we are mitzvah before this man. Why? Because again, for the same reason, the gezeira. If Chacham would say, a person gets up early in the morning when it's still dark, he can put on tefillin and make a bracha, then the person would say, what's the difference between 6 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, they wouldn't understand that the reason is because they're getting up early in the morning. They think, Lila, you can put on tefillin. So therefore they said, even though you're allowed to, but you cannot make a bracha. So then everyone will know that it's a special dispensation that only because you've woken up in the morning, but it's not really because the zman of tefillin is balayla.
When do you make the bracha?
You make the bracha later on when it becomes the time. You can
wait.
You can make the bracha on tefillin even after you put on tefillin.
Lechatchila,
you're supposed to make the bracha before you put on the tefillin. If a person didn't put on make the bracha before he put on tefillin, he makes the bracha after he puts on tefillin. The shukran tefillin.
Yeah. He's already gone. Got left the house. He's in the car. Already.
Yeah. So in the car when it becomes start to get light.
Huh? He hasn't got them on.
He's got them on. He put them on before he went. And now he's leaving the car. Yeah, he can have the tefillin on the whole time now.
Wait, is there a tefillin? It is a tefillin, but now, do you say?
The parrot says that.
We don't ask no ben of parrots because...
If you can't say bracha because of a tefillin.
No, yeah, because the halacha we paskin, that you cannot say the tefillin, because then it seems like that Lila's man's finished. You've got a green light. It's not, not the midabon, it's not zman
tefillin. What's the procedure? Which bracha does he make later on?
He makes both brachas.
Both?
Yes. Both brachas.
Sorry, will there then be enough kabbinah whether he was up all night or whether he slept? If he's up all night, there's a chashash he'll fall asleep. Whereas if he slept, then you haven't got that chashash in the morning.
It depends what is his kavana now that he's... Is his kavana now that he's going to go back to bed? If his kavanah is to go back to bed...
He's going on the journey, but he was up all night.
Okay, so but if he's now going on the journey and he's going to be awake, because he needs to be awake for the journey, if his intention is, because I've been up the whole night, so now I'm going to sleep in Ochanami, he won't be allowed to. Right? But if his thing is that he slept in the night, then he's like, yeah, you're right. So if he was up the whole night because he was packing, he was late, this and the other, and now he says, you know, once I'm in the carriage, I'm in the train or whatever it is, I'll fall asleep, I have the thing, then in Ochanami he won't be allowed to. Here we're talking about a case when a person slept the night and now he's up for the day and he started his day. Like most of us, we start our day. It makes a big difference to Pa'alim, workers who have to be up very early. Right? They have to be at work very early. You have this problem everywhere. Yeah? So now, listen, the workers...
Make both
brachas. Yeah. There's no difference between the brachon and finish it. Whatever they say, but finish it, that applies to finish it. Yeah, so workers, they have to be out very early, right? So they can daven a little bit earlier, and they can wear the tefillin, right? But they cannot say the brachon tefillin until the zman, right? So what we advise them is to, they put on tefillin before. When it comes to yishtabach, before yoytzer, yeah? They can say then, they can yamashim tefillin, they can say the brachas. Right? That's according to what's written in the Shulchan Aruch. Since they're up to start the day, so therefore this is what they can do. It's exactly the same halacha what's written in the Shulchan Aruch, hishkim natzit laderech. More than this, a Moshe Feinstein paskened in Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph Simen Vov. He was asked the shaila in Russia in Tofresh Tzadik Beis. Moshe Feinstein was in Russia till 1933. We don't realize, he was in communist Russia at that time. Moshe Feinstein was still there. He was one of the few rabbonim around still in Russia at that time. And he was asked a shaila by a person who had to go to work in the winter in Russia. It gets light very late and it gets dark very early, like here, right? He was going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and he was coming back about 6 o'clock in the evening, right? So he couldn't put on tefillin before he went to work. He couldn't put on tefillin when he came back. It was already night, yeah? And obviously in Russia, communist Russia, you can't put on tefillin at work. Right? So Shaila to Moshe Feinstein says, what should I do? So Moshe told him, before you go to work, you can put on tefillin and you can even make a bracha.
And what?
And you can even make a bracha.
With a bracha.
Put on tefillin with a bracha. So Moshe says, why? But the halacha says, no, you can't make a bracha. So he said, I relied on the shit of Rabbeinu Peretz to allow him to make a bracha. Because I knew if I told him that he couldn't make a bracha, he would think I'm not doing a proper mitzvah, and after some time he wouldn't put on tefillin at all.
Right.
And since with Doraisa, we passed in Lila's man tefillin, yeah, and I didn't want to take away from him the mitzvah of tefillin, because of this, I passed in like Rabbeinu, I so much on the shit of Rabbeinu Peretz, who holds that you can really, once you get up in the morning to start your day, you can really make a bracha. Right? So that's, we have to have that in mind, when we say in the morning, you know, you can't put on tefillin when it's not yet the zman and everything, right? You have to know, yeah, that in cases of emergency, like for piling people who have to start work very early, they can put on the tefillin only below bracha to say the bracha later on when there comes the zman of the tefillin. Thank you.